स्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We're looking at the Manisha Panchakam, which is a prakarana attributed to Adi Shankaracharya. So we are looking at the introduction. We have not yet entered into the Panchakam proper. So let's chant that first two lines again. Sati Acharyasya Gamane Kadachin Muktidayakam Kashi Kshetram Prati सह गौर्या मार्गे शंकरम् अन्त्यवेशधरम् दृष्ट्वा गच्छ गच्छ इत्यब्रवीत् शंकरः सोपि चांडालः तं पुनः प्राह शंकरम् अन्नमयात् अन्नमयम् अथवा चैतन्यमेव चैतन्यात् हे द्विजवर दूरीकर्तुं वांछसि किं ब्रूहि गच्छ गच्छेति। सो वी सॉ दैट व्हेन आचार्य वाज एट सम टाइम इन हिज ट्रैवल्स इन द काशी क्षेत्रम देन ही वाज एकोस्टेड बाय ए पर्सन हु अपीयर्ड लाइक ए चंडाला। Chandala, we saw, is a person, a name given to a class of people who were born out of an admixture of a Brahmana and Shudra Varna. And such a person accosted him. And when he came, Acharya saw him and said, what? Gacha, gacha. Move away, more out of my path. And when said so, this Chandala again, Tampunav Praha Shankaram, this Shankara said back to this Chandala, who was none other than Lord Shiva. What did he say? He asked a question. Annamayat annamayam athava chaitanyameva chaitanyat dvijavara durikartum vanchasi kim bruhi gachya gachyeti. You want to send somebody away and you are saying gachya gachya. I will do so. I have no problem obliging. But I have one doubt. What do you want to move away? Do you want this physical body, which is nothing but a modification of the food we have eaten, right? So this annamaya, annavikaraha, this modification of food, you want it to move you from that modification of food? Or do you want this chaitanyam to move you from that chaitanyam? Can you please clarify which one you want me to move? Once you clarify, then I will do. Question is very deep. Because as I said, if I ask you move away, there is no second thought. You will just make way. For the person to say even annamayat annamayam means even without going into the entire, you know, way all the way up to chaitanyam. What is the difference between one body and another? If I see one ant and another, I don't identify. This ant's name is, you know, Akhil. This ant's name is Shivam. I don't identify. There's no problem. Every ant is an ant. I deal with them as a class. Right? So, class not in this way, okay? So the point is that here Acharya is asking that the distinction is where? This is also a modif. You also ate idli sambar. I also ate idli sambar. What's the difference? What is the difference? What do you want to move away from what? You can move, suppose you had water in one cup. And you say, one water should move away from water. What should move away from what? Where is the distinction? And in case you think there is a distinction, let me go one step further. Chaitanyam eva chaitanyat. Should the consciousness move away from consciousness? Oh Shankara, you are a dvijavara. You are a very worthy one. You are among the best of dvijas. Okay? Such a person that you are, you would know very well. So you please tell me, what should move away from what? And in this context, I had mentioned last time, how there is a definition of what is a Brahmana in Vajrasuchika Upanishad. That is true. But what I told you about, you know, Janmana Jayate Shudraha, that quotation is not in Vajrasuchika Upanishad. I thought it was there in that. It is not there. It's elsewhere. I don't know where it is offhand. Okay? So, and there are again some Patabhedas there. I said Janmana Jayate Shudraha Samskarena. I said Dvijaha. That I was giving you Arthataha, not exactly by quote. Okay? So you will talk of karmana, and then you will talk of vipratvam by vedabhyasa, and then brahmanatvam by knowing what is brahmana. So Vajrasuchika Upanishad does define what is brahmana, but not in these words. So it gives you entire lakshana of what is brahman all the way. Okay, maybe we'll see it sometime. So that is different, but I'm saying the essential thing that I'm trying to point out is a brahmana is one who knows Brahman really. It is not necessarily a jati-based attribute. That's all I was trying to say the other day. Okay? So, this question was posed by Richandala to Shankara. And not only that, he continued further. You can chant after me. King Gangambuni Bimbitem Baramanau Chandala Vati Payaha Pure Chantaramasti Kanchanaghati Mritkumbhayor Vambare Pratyagvastuni Nistaranga Sahajanandava Bodham Budhau Viproyam Shvapachoyam Ityapi Mahan Koyam Vibheda Brahmaha. So this is Chandala's question continuing. Kim Gangambuni Bimbitem Brahmanau Chandala Vati Payaha. See that though we stop there, the word should be Chandala Vati Payaf Pure. That's where it will complete. Then, Antaramasti Kanchanaghati Mritkumbhayor Vambare. This is what an example. Then, they exemplified. Pratyagvastuni Nistaranga Sahajanandava Bodham Budhau Viprahayam Shvapachahayam Iti Mahan Vibedaha Kahayam. That's the question. Should be able to see the meaning. That much Sanskrit you all have now. To be able to see Kahayam. Bhedaha kaha ayam. What kind of bheda? Vipraha. This is a vipra. Chandalaha. That kind of a bheda you should be able to see. So the simple question being asked is this. That, you know, what is this bheda that you have? This vipra, this chandala. I want to understand it better. That question, we'll look at it in detail. This is just an opening. Now, Kim Gangambuni bimbitem baramanau chandala vati payaf purecha antaram asti. Kim antaram asti? Antaram means difference. What's the difference? Kim antaram asti? A difference is always between two things. Okay? So what are the two things he's asking about now? He's saying, the difference is going to talk about the sun. Okay? The sun reflecting in the Ganga water, and a sun reflecting in a dirty stream of water. It reflects into, what difference does it make to the sun? I'm not really interested in what is the difference between two reflections. The reflection I have no real commitment to. What is the difference? What difference does it make to the sun? Just because you see one reflection, which is in pure Ganga water, you saw another reflection in very impure water, Did sun, something happen to the sun? What happens to the sun? This is the first part of the example. Okay? That is being said by King Gangambuni Bimbitem Baramanau Chandala Vati Payav Purecha Antaramasti. Ambaramani. Ambaramani means what? Mani means a gem, a shining gem. Ambara is space. So, a gem shining in space, what is that? The sun. Ambaramani is sun. Ambaramanau. So Kim Gangambuni Bimbite Ambaramanau. So, this, the difference between Gangambuni Bimbite Ambaramani. Gangambuni is what? Ganga is the river Ganga. Ambu is neuter, means water. Ambu is water. Ambuni means in the water, saptami. Could be tritiya, could be, you know, first or second case, neuter, therefore I am saying it is seventh case. Ambuni, in water, which water? Gangambuni, Gangayaha Ambuni, in the waters of the Ganga. Bimbita, bimbita means pratibimbita, what is reflected. Where is it reflected? Gangambuni. So, Gangambuni bimbita ambaramanihi, one. Second place where it's reflected, Chandala Vati Payav Pure. Chandala is Chandala Sambandhi. Vati means like a street. Vithi is another Patabheda. Instead of Vati, there's a Patabheda, Vithi. Vithi means a path, a street. So now you talk. You know, there's a street, I told you the other day, that in the Varnashrama system, the villages had places, designated places for living. So, a street of houses only Brahmanas. Another street will be all Vaishyas. Then there'll be Shudras separately. So, in this manner, there's a distinction. So, now where do the Chandalas live? They live in their own quarter. Quarter would be a good word. It's own quarter of the village. Not an exact quarter, just mean a space. So, Chandala Vati means that place where Chandalas dwell. Okay? There is a pond perhaps. Or a small stream running. A dirty water stream running. Why is it dirty? Because the Chandala, by profession, see, one of the famous thing we know Chandala normally for is for doing the job of cremation. So Harishchandra is called a Chandala. Chandala Vritti. His job is what? When a body comes for cremation, take the body, make sure it's burnt fully. You know, that's his job. Ensuring that the body is fully burnt. But that's not his only job. That's one of his roles. Another role of a Chandala is also with reference to leather. Tanning of leather, you know. So, dead skins, animals you take, you have to clean them, tan them. And I don't know if any of you have been near a leather processing unit. But the smell is really obnoxious. I mean, you can't be anywhere near that place. So, somebody was talking about, you know, H2S being, hydrogen sulfide being emitted at 11:30 in the night. Yeah? Right? So, hydrogen sulfide has got some smell. I think it's smell of what? Spoiled eggs? I don't know. Something like that. This leather is really a turn-off. I mean, you can't stand that smell. But, and where is it all coming from? Smell always comes from something physical. So, all that has to get washed. That skin has to be washed. Where will they wash it? In a stream of water. In a pond. So, in the Chandala Vati, in a place where the Chandalas dwell, there's a pool of water. And what do they do there? They do what they have to do. They wash the leather, they tan it, they do whatever they have to do. So, what will that water be like? If you want to go and take a, you know, hang around there, you will get some wonderful odor. Something which will remind you of Basin Bridge. No, going towards Chennai station on a train. You cannot miss Chennai. When you're reaching Chennai, you can smell it. You know? And I found it amazingly, on a plane, you can't miss Mumbai. As it enters Mumbai's air, you can start feeling the stench of the slums below. You can feel it in the air. I've seen it a couple of times at least. So, this smell is there. Same way, this water is what's turbid, dirty. Dirty with all this. Now, in this water also, the sun is reflected. Question is, What is the difference between the two? Between the sun reflected in his Ganga and reflected in the Chandalavati. So reflection is just a reflection. Its reality is only the sun. That's what we need to understand. Okay? The sun is only reality, but you see reflections. Now, Swami Viritatmananji gives this example. He says, place in Los Angeles somewhere. There's some theme park or something like that. Where what they have is a huge mirrors of various hues and curvatures. Right? So you have a concave mirror, you have a convex mirror, you have all kinds of mirrors. And it's an amusement park. What is amusement there? You are the amusement. Okay? Because you go and stand in front of those mirrors. In one you will look like this, all made very narrow. Another one you will look like that Gundodaraha. Huge you will look like. You'll have a distorted nose. All kinds of things you will see. That is the amusement. When you go there, do you get afraid now? Oh, what have I become? What's become of me? Or do you enjoy the show? You go there to enjoy. Right? Because you know fully well that reflection in the various mirrors does not make any difference to who I am. If I were to be afraid that by standing in front of the mirror, I would become what the mirror is showing me to be, then I would never enter that park again. Because trouble. I don't want to be all this. But when I look in my own home in front of the plain mirror, then if I see a wrinkle here, trouble. I'm aging. I have to do something to cover it up. Otherwise, what will people think? I have to cover myself up. This kind of idea will come when? When there is an identification with the reflection. So the reflection is seen, and I see that the reflection is me. Whatever is happening to the reflection is happening to me. Therefore, that self-identity is in the reflection. And the reflection's quality depends upon what? The reflecting media. Therefore, if you have a convex reflecting media, what you see is very different from a concave reflecting media, which is very different in turn from what you see in a plane mirror. But understand that all the three are what? Just reflections. Nothing but reflections. The reflection does not in any way touch the image being reflected. The bimba is not touched by the pratibimba. Or sometimes the word bimba can also be seen as a shadow. So a shade. So the sun is shining bright. Or even here, if I'm standing right below, there's one shadow. If you switch on another light, the shadow becomes different. The direction of the light will change the direction of the shadow. The intensity of the light will change the intensity of the darkness in the shadow. Right? So the shadow, when the shadow changes, do you take yourself to change? In the midday, I suddenly find I became very short. In the evening, I become tall. That's not how we look at it. We are actually amused. I mean, as children, I've seen this. Probably I've done it myself too. We used to try to run, and keep the shadow from not following you. You have to run. The shadow shouldn't follow you. You watch the shadow. But the shadow never leaves you. But the shadow is changing all the time. I'm not afraid of my shadow. If I'm afraid of my shadow, I have to run away from it. Because it's always behind me. But that's not how it is. So the same way here too, question being asked is this. What is the difference between the reflection of the brilliant shining sun that shines in the holy Ganga? That Ganga which you don't want to do anything nasty with. See, in Rishikesh, apparently there was a time when people viewed Ganga very, very much as a devata. So they would never mess it up. But then as the population increased, people started to use Ganga also for their morning business. And that was too much for others. So then, that Ganga which is Shuddha should not be used for purposes which we don't approve of in general. That's the idea. So I'm saying, the sanctity of the Ganga is very clear to all of us. At least in the tradition, it's Ganga is considered as Ganga Devi. It is Jnana Ganga. This Ganga is very pure. Whereas that Chandala Vati Payaha, Payaf Puraha. See, Chandala is Chandala. Vati, I told you, the street or a quarter. Payaha is water. Payah can mean milk, payah can mean water, both. But here it is water. Pura is that which is filled with it. So that's why I said a body of water. Could be a lake, could be a pond, could be anything. So chandala vati payah pure. In that, what is reflected? Ambaramanihi. Between these two, kim antaram asti. What difference is there between these two? As I said, it's not that the difference is between them. In essence, what is the real difference? What difference does it make to the sun? Reflected in this and that. Mark the similarity. Ganga is pure. Dvijavaryaha is pure. It's a Brahmana. Very pure. Vatipayaha pura. Vatipayaha pura is impure. What is that? A Shudra. A Chandala. Impure. In both these, that one Chaitanya which shines through, what difference does it make to it? That's the question. That's the example here. Second thing he asks is what? He's asking. Kanchana ghati mritkumbayoho va ambare kimantaram asti. That kimantaram asti is sitting in the middle. Okay? You have to attach it to both sides. Dehali deepanyaya. Dehali means what? The threshold. When something, if you place a lamp on the threshold, it illumines either side of the threshold. Same way, this kimantaram asti is sitting in the middle. You should take it with both the reflection in the Ganga and the Vatipaya, how are they different? And on the other side it is, the difference is between Kanchana Ghati Mritkumbhayoho Va Ambare. Ambara is space. Now, Ambare, in with respect to space, which space? Kanchana Ghati Yo Ambaraha. Kanchana Ghati, in the Kanchana Ghati, not Kanchana Ghati, in the Kanchana Ghati. Kanchana Ghati, Ghati means a small ghada. Ghatam is normal. Ghati is a small pot. At some time, they would measure time also using, you know, things, the water pot, how much time it runs out in. Therefore, I think they had these small pots, which would be called a ghati pot. So, ghati was just a little pot. And it's interesting he used the word ghati, because what is the ghati made up of? Kanchanam. Kanchanam means gold. So, ghata can be made of, can be huge. Can be made of what? Not gold, clay. Ghati will usually be only smaller. I mean, therefore, Kanchana cannot be ghata usually. Kanchana will be ghati only. So, Kanchana ghati, small pot, little pot. And Mrit Kumbha. Kumbha is another word for ghata. Mrit Kumbha. Mrit is clay, a clay pot. So, now the clay pot encloses some space. And the gold pot also encloses space, ambara. Please tell me, O Dvijavara, what is the difference between the space enclosed by the clay pot and the space enclosed by the mud pot, by the golden pot? What is the difference? So again, the example is what here? The space itself is untouched. He did not ask what is the difference between the air in the mud pot and in the gold pot. Another, see, the idea is the space is never polluted. Air gets polluted, space never gets polluted. Therefore, the space is untouched by what pot it is in. And this, in this example, it is not being said, but elsewhere you will see examples where it talks of a pot which is filled with, which had contained alcohol. And alcohol, those of you who know that it has a very typical odor. So, that odor of the alcohol will continue with whatever in that, when the pot is emptied. Suppose you emptied a pot, you know, that odor of what the pot contained will continue. You will feel it. But is the odor in the space? Or is the odor in the surface of the pot or the air in the pot? Swamiji's example is Aspoitida. Hing. You know? So suppose you have a container which has this Aspoitida, hing. You wash it 150 times, and after that if you smell it, it will still smell of hing. There is no avoiding it. Okay? Same story with kerosene. A bottle of kerosene, if you have, you can't use the bottle for anything else. Once it's kept kerosene, you have to keep it for that. So, but where is the smell? The question is, where is the smell? Is it in the space? It's not. It's only in the air or on the surface of whatever container it is. So here also, between the space, not there, between the space in the Kanchanaghata and the Mritkumbha, is there a difference? So the question being asked is, see, if you remember, in Swamiji must have talked to you about this Upadhi and Upahita. We talk about the Atma which is available. Where? As one example is called the Pratibimbavada. Pratibimbavada means something which is reflected. You look upon it as a reflection. So then what happens? You talk of one. See, the mind is a reflecting surface, Antahkarana. In that, the Atma reflects. So just like the difference in a mirror will make a difference to the reflection, quality of the reflection, same way, depending on the quality of the Antahkarana, the Atma may appear to be different. What is reflecting is like the Ambaramani, like the sun. The sun is unaffected. And that is the reality of the reflection. The reflection has no reality except for the body which is reflected, the something which is reflected. So, if you took away, so suppose you had a mirror and you turned it around. Where did the reflection go? You had a mirror, there was a reflection. When you turned it around, where did the reflection go? Did it go somewhere? Is it still in the mirror? Where did it go? It never was. Really, it never was. All there was only the sun. That's the only reality. And the sun remains. An appearance came, an appearance went. The appearance requires a medium. So this is one side of it. Another way of explaining this Atma and the body-mind, etc., the I notion is space, which is called Avachedavada, which means something appears to be limited by something. That is Avachedha. Instead of a reflection, there is Avachedha, a containment. Therefore, if you put something in a big pot, space in a big pot, space appears big. So if I ask you, how big is this lecture hall? Big hall. How big is your room? Big room. No, small room. Why? Because the room space, how much space do you have in the room? I have very little space. Space is small. Small space, large space. Is the space small or is it large? The space is neither small nor is it large. What is large and small? What makes it large and small is just where you place the boundaries. In fact, the walls which contain the space is in space. Space is not inside the room. The walls which are making this room are in space. Therefore, there is really no difference to space. It is only a point of view, it is one way of looking at it that makes us say that this space is tiny, this space is large. So, the space is unaffected by the things which seem to divide space. The undividable space is as though divided by containers, by walls, by chairs, by furniture, by everything. I put a curtain, I divide my room into two. Do I divide my room into two? Is the space ever divided? When you remove the curtain, does this space and that space merge? There's only space. When the pot breaks, Ghatakasha becomes Mahakasha. What is it becoming? Ghatakasha was Mahakasha all along. Never was it a Ghatakasha. Where is the Ghatakasha? Only here. In a thinking being, the focus is on Namarupa, and therefore we talk of a Ghatakasha. Nothing is taken away from functionality. I am not saying Ghata does not hold water. Ghata holds water. When it holds water also, has it displaced space? Suppose you had water. Okay? So there was little water in a pot. You all heard, read this story. Then a crow came by. It had to drink water. What did it do? It was a wise crow. So it couldn't drink because water was too low. What did it do? It went and picked up pebbles nearby and dropped them. As it dropped pebbles into that, what did it do? It displaced the water. Right? But did either of them displace the space? Did the water displace the space in the pot? If water displaces the space in the pot, where there is water, there should be no space. Okay? So, water and space are not in the same order of reality. Water does not displace space. Space accommodates water. Being there, it accommodates water. We say that when a room, let's say now is a bus. Okay, a bus is packed with people. Then what do we say? There's no space in the bus. That's a way of speaking. Reality is space is very much there. Just that the space is accommodating other people. So if I too want to be accommodated, there will be two bodies trying to be at the same point at the same time and place. So there will be an accident there. But otherwise, space is never displaced. So this pot, the walls of the pot don't displace space. The potness doesn't displace space. The goldness of the pot doesn't make any difference to the space. The clearness of the pot makes no difference to space. The space is untouched, undivided, unsullied, unpolluted. That's the space. So, same way, the closest example we have to Atma really in the physical world is space. Because it enjoys all these features. Even though a lot of things are accommodated by space, space is not in any way disturbed or displaced. All the thoughts that we have do not in any way displace me, the simple conscious being. But conscious being is always there, ever available. Except that I have to discover the fact that, as I said in the morning in the meditation, it is a devotee alone who is every role. Every role is a devotee. If we see the devotee as another role, then the role takes over. If I can see the devotee in every role, I am never away from Ishvara. This idea that the devotee is another role is our difficulty, because we don't understand what is Ishvara. All that is here is Ishvara. Then how can there be any point in time when I am unrelated to Ishvara? In any situation, whatever I am doing or not doing, whether I am doing something or not doing something, whether I am using my free will or not using my free will, is there any time that when I am not related to my cause? Any karya, any effect is ever related to its cause. That relationship must be seen despite the appearances. The space is never displaced by what it accommodates. But I only see the pot. I don't see the space anymore. I see only the reflection. I don't see the cause for the reflection. The whole methodology of teaching is to go from the karya to the karanam. Whenever you see a karyam, you see a book, you think of its karanam. Because a karya, an effect, has no being other than karanam. No being. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittika ityeva satyam. This pot is just a word which is on our tongue. It has no being other than a word. A word and its meaning. Pada, padartha. Both the pada and padartha are dependent on their karanam. And the karana, once you identify and you know that the karya is not other than the karana, the word karana loses all significance. Because the karana is only when relating to a karya. There is no karanatvam unless there is a karyam. So when you see that all there is karana, there is no karya, there is no effect, there is only a cause, if you can say that, then the word cause has no meaning. All that is here is only vastu. This is how things are. So now, we have to see that there is space and there is a clock in the space. It is not that the clock is displacing space. There is a personality without displacing the person, the real person, the Purusha, the Purna Purusha, that has to be seen. And that is being very intelligently asked in the form of a question by Shankara, who is come in the form of a Antyavesha Dhara. Antyavesha is what? Antya means the last. The last among the Varnas. Vesha is a costume. The one who is coming in that costume. Everything really the costume. We are all wearing costumes all the time. Therefore, the question he has asked now is, కింగ్ గంగాంబుని బింబితేంబరమణౌ చాండాల వాటీపయః పూరే చాంతరమస్తి కాంచన ఘటీ మృత్కుంభయోర్ వాంబరే. హావింగ్ మేడ్ హిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ క్లియర్, నౌ కమ్స్ ద రియల్ క్వశ్చన్. ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని నిస్తరంగ సహజానందావ బోధాంబుధౌ విప్రః అయం శ్వపచః అయం ఇతి అపి మహాన్ కోయం విభేదః భ్రమః. శంకరా ఇస్ మేకింగ్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దట్ దిస్ డిఫరెన్స్ దట్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ బిట్వీన్ విప్ర అండ్ శ్వపచ, బికాస్ వాట్ మేడ్ యూ సే గచ్చ గచ్చ? కీపింగ్ వాట్ ఇన్ మైండ్ డిడ్ యూ సే గచ్చ గచ్చ? విప్ర, ఐఎమ్ ఎ విప్ర, ఐఎమ్ ఎ ద్విజ, యు ఆర్ ఎ చాండాల. దెర్ఫోర్ విప్రహ అయం, అయం విప్రహ, దిస్ ఇస్ అ విప్ర, అయం చాండాల, దిస్ ఇస్ అ చాండాల ఇతి. థింకింగ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్, దిస్ భేద, దిస్ ఎక్స్క్లూజన్, దిస్ డివిజన్, కోయం విభేద భ్రమ. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భ్రమ, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్ ఇస్ దిస్? Because it is nothing but a delusion. What is like the space which was untouched, whether it was reflected in a which was available in a mud pot or a gold pot, or like the sun which was reflected either in the Ganga or the Chandala Vati Payaha. In the same manner, this one Paramatma alone, this one Purusha alone is being manifest through the Chandala Upadhi and through the Brahmana Upadhi. What is the difference to that Purusha, that Paramatma who is reflecting in both? You are a Dvijavara. You have studied Veda. You know everything. You tell me, what is the difference? Koyam Vivedaha. Is there a real difference? I agree there is a seeming difference, otherwise we won't talk about it. But is there a real difference? If a Prakrita Purusha came and told me, Gacha Gacha, I would accept it. But you are a Dvijavara. You are such an exalted person. You know everything. And you are telling me gacha gacha? Koyam vivedaha. Brahmaha eva. It's only a delusion, a confusion in your mind. A confusion where you are taking an effect to be real. An effect which has no independent reality, you are taking that to be real. So please tell me, koyam vivedaha? Chandalahayam, viprahayam iti. Therefore, pratyagvastuni nistaranga sahajanandava bodham budhau. So this is talking of the atmavastu. Pratyag is what? Inner. Inner means what? How much inner? Inner. Have you seen this doll? No, there's this wooden dolls. No, you open one doll, there's one more doll. You open that, there's one more doll. You open that, there's one more doll. What is there after the last doll? Nothing. Or you take another favorite example, onion. Okay, only for example here, not to eat. Okay, you open an onion, you take out one layer, what is there? Another layer. You take out that, what is there? Another layer. You keep taking out, or a cabbage even. What remains finally? Nothing. Is that how it is? Pratyak. So you keep going inside, finally what will be there? Nothing. What is the inner? The inner is not inner. The inner means that which cannot be externalized. Don't give it a spatial orientation. The inner is not a spatial orientation. The inner is that which cannot be externalized. Which means you are always talking of something. There is vastu involved all the time. So the I who is doing this Drigdrishya Viveka, it says, okay, this body, can I externalize it? Because until this body we have no problem. Nobody has a doubt that this clock is me, this mic is me, you know, this Angavastram is me. Nobody has that doubt. Though sometimes we seem to behave as though it is me. It's a different matter. That car is me. If it's hurt, I am hurt. It's a different story. If my nano goes inverse, what happens? I get damaged, partly. Okay? That's not the problem, really. But the thing is, with sense reference to body, I am the body is how I behave, right? So, can I externalize it? Can I objectify it? Externalize means objectify. Nothing to be externalized, just objectify. Can I objectify it? Then it is not pratyak. Then, what about the senses? Can I objectify them? Can I see my sight? How do I know I am blind? I objectify the fact that my sight is not there. How do I know my eyes are a little blurred today? I objectify my eyes. How do I know I don't hear well? See, once I go to the ENT specialist, he might check me out. Who makes me go to the ENT specialist? I go. How do I go there? Knowing something is not right with my hearing. So I objectified. What about the mind? Oh, this person is so painful to deal with. Thought. Or this person is so wonderful. Thought. Who knows this? I. So I am able to objectify my thought. Keep doing this. At what point will you be unable to objectify? That limit, that maryada where you cannot externalize anymore is you. That is the pratyak. Pratyak is not innermost. That's a way of saying it. Every word has a limitation. And normally inner has a spatial connotation. That spatial connotation you take away. Innermost means that which cannot be externalized by you. Pratyak. That pratyak vastu, the innermost reality. Pratyak vastu, vastuni, in that nistaranga sahaja ananda avabodha ambudau. Nistaranga, free from waves. Sahaja, natural. Ananda, limitlessness. Avabodha, consciousness. Ambudhau, the ocean. I'm going to do this again, okay? I'm not done with this. I'm just winding it up, so I just want to finish the meaning roughly. So the idea is this. In this limitless consciousness, which is me, where is the Bheda? Each of these words we will unfold. Just like we did Pratyak, we are going to look at each word whenever we do it next time. I'm thinking, bring this today in satsang. If I feel like it, I might continue. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.